Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was the most visible of the dignitaries in Manhattan this week to attend the United Nations General Assembly. He was invited to speak at Columbia University, where he was called a petty dictator by Columbia President Lee Bollinger. He was denied a visit to Ground Zero, and he was defiant at the UN. All in a few days' work for the Iranian president, who, with his signature jackets, ubiquitous grin, and fiery rhetoric, worked the media at every available podium. Dr. Edward Luck directs the Center on International Organization at Columbia University, and he explains that Ahmadinejad is not the first to turn his UN address into a theatrical production.
One thinks back, obviously, of Khrushchev banging his shoe on the podium when he didn't like what he was hearing. Several times Castro has been there. Arafat came with both a hat and a holster. The debate is whether he actually had a pistol in that holster or not. Che Guevara. We've had Daniel Ortega. We've had a lot of quite fiery characters. And, of course, last year we had Hugo Chavez with his comments about the place smelling like the devil had just been there since Bush had just spoken.
El diablo está en casa, pues. Ayer vino el diablo aquí.
The UN is like the flame before the moth. I mean, it's irresistible. Where else do you get 191 other member states lined up to listen to you? And you can really, you know, if you want to talk about this issue, that issue, the other issues, there's no rebuttal. No one's going to question what you said. And it looks like you're the equal of any other leader. You pay your dues. You can go there and say what you want to say.
Ahmadinejad seemed to genuinely relish his opportunity. He was quite animated, and even when getting laughed at and booed, he maintained his equanimity. Is the history of demagogues at the UN one of equivalent showmanship?
I think in some ways, they know that it may not be a completely friendly forum, but I think they want to prove that they're on the same level as their critics. And who knows, you know, if they're in societies in which they're not getting very straight feedback from the public or from the media or others because of a lack of freedom, they may actually think that, in fact, whatever they have to say is brilliant or very persuasive or whatever, and they may not quite understand.
There are obviously risks attendant to speaking at the UN in confrontational ways. You can become an object of ridicule. You can become a kind of caricature of tyranny, the way Khrushchev did. And in the case of Chavez, you can actually undercut your clout within the United Nations General Assembly itself. But to your way of thinking, are these presentations really for international consumption so much as they are for a domestic audience?
Certainly when American presidents go to the UN, they tend to be aiming first and foremost at a domestic audience. And I think it's true for many of these groups as well. And you saw the Iranian response to Ahmadinejad and the way he was treated, particularly at Columbia. But I think there was also an international audience of trying to say that, you know, he's totally innocent and these charges about trying to acquire nuclear weapons or human rights violations that others are very much trumped up, that this, in fact, is a Western assault on Islamic values. In some ways, the way he was treated at Columbia sort of fed into that.
Ahmadinejad's visit was pretty much a prolonged media circus. Most of the coverage that I read has been, well, skeptical, to say the least, and in some cases actually mocking. But was he in a no-lose situation with respect to the media? I mean, if they're sympathetic to him or respectful, he gains standing. And if they're harsh on him, he gets to go back and say, you see, the conspiracy is alive and well.
Well, you know, I think in essence, if he gets attention, he's won the game. In that sense, I think you're right. It's a no-lose situation. When he loses is if no one pays attention.
But I'm wondering what the media are to do in a case like this. Yes, he's a demagogue, and to the extent that you give him coverage, you're only serving his purposes. But on the other hand, can he be ignored?
I think he can be minimized. You know, I mean, it is striking that same day there was a summit conference at the UN on climate change. Got very little media attention. You know, he comes up to Columbia and then he says some stupid things, which are probably quite predictable. It gets enormous press coverage. I mean, the press has a choice. Why do they all have to cover the same story and basically saying more or less the same thing? You know, I hope there will be some reflection about why do we give center stage to these people.
Ed, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Edward Luck directs the Center on International Organization at the School of International and Public Affairs at Columbia University.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.